We began the, after the third shiur is the prakim, which were written. Question in history is only if he put it after the first shiur, after the second shiur, after the third shiur, but apparently it's become clear over the shiur, so that's where it's printed in all the new Nefesh HaChaim's prakim. And in the prakim, I gave a relatively long introduction, which I don't want to repeat, but yes, I do think it is a practical polemic against what was going on then, which was not the Hasidim, but a certain mistake that he thought the Hasidim were making, which is an important distinction. I don't think the issue was that he was against Hasidim, or I mean, apparently he wasn't, but he felt that there was a mistake that can go bad. And actually, my own personal opinion is that I think that since the Gra and the Nefesh HaChaim sort of like brought this thing out, I think it was corrected over the generation. I don't think it's such an issue anymore, but you could judge. So we were talking about that's on a sociological, historical level, but on a deep level, what we suggest to repeat for a moment, what we were saying, what the teachers of Nefesh HaChaim say, is that the real issue is when you're doing Avodas Hashem, when you're davening in front of Hashem, you're standing in front of Hashem in Shmona Esrei. So is the derech like this or is the derech like that? What it means to say is you can look at all the madregos that you're going through and say, well, even if it's this place in your heart, you know, so subconscious place in your heart, you can say, like, wow, like, you know, I've really become a big tzaddik and I'm really powerful in this place of tzidkis. I've attained a great amount of kedusha. A person has to know themselves, right? I've attained a certain amount of kedusha, I've attained a certain madrega, and then, you know, you can share that with other people and give brachas and share that hashpah with other people. Or is the derech to say, the closer I become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more of a nothing I become. And the more I realize that it's all Hashem. So that's the question, which he says is an interesting difference between the Litvisha way of davening and the Hasidisha way of davening for her, and then there's Hashem. That's a dangerous place to be. So we're all being Ovdei Hashem. Maybe one is doing it better. So really what you're seeing with an Eved Hashem is that the Gadol is less. He's worked away more. He's chiseled away more than the plain person. It's his humility that you're looking for. So, and in fact, you see historically, I'm not any kind of misnagid. In fact, I run to Hasidic Rebbes, but you do see that it's a whole different type of. It's not like Kavod HaTorah, like you have in your Rav comes in, you know, the Rebbe. It's a whole different. It's not more Kavod. It's a whole different type of a thing. It's davening the Rebbe, you know, being in the Dalet Amos of the Rebbe. It's actually quite the miracles of the Rebbe, the brachas of the Rebbe. It's a whole different. Rahim of the Rebbe. It's a whole different story. It's like you have, almost like you have, I'm sure they don't see themselves this way, but it's almost like you have like a piece of God in this world. Like you can't absorb God, so absorb this Rebbe. Mamish. Hmm? Of course it's dangerous. Look, I tell you something, just Ani HaKotan. It's dangerous mitzad echad, it's very inspiring mitzad sheni. So, you know, right. Yep. I was telling you last week a story of Rav Scheinberg, but I was remembering somebody once. It was in a group. It was like at a kiddush. That's why I remember. Somebody came over and was saying in front of Rav Scheinberg that he was going through some kind of mashber, I don't remember what, some kind of test he had to take or something. They called the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Scheinberg, for a bracha. Botorega. It's like, it just worked out. Whatever was supposed to work out just worked out. So I remember that the Rosh Yeshiva looked up and he said, and he doesn't talk on Shabbos, so he says, Machmer nicht for our Rebbe. He was actually like, he was like offended by it. It was, but it, you know, what, like it was like, why are you lowering my status? To, like, you know, if I daven for somebody and the tefillah were miskabel, like that's the koach of a person to daven for somebody. So I don't, like, that's kind of extreme. I'm not, you know. Yeah, so today Rosh Yeshivas give brachas and rabbis give shir klali. things have merged, Baruch Hashem, and it's not the same. But it is interesting. Let's talk about it historically. It is interesting to divide the issues. So here he starts Parak Aleph. Let's read inside. Ata hakorei noim, my dear reader. I have taught you paths of truth, and I've shown you the way to take a very certain path, and you can educate yourself little by little with all the madregas that we've been talking about until now. What are the madregas that we're talking about until now? So there's two things. Really, when you have to take Shar Aleph, Shar Beis, and Shar Gimel, what you're talking about is a whole Shar dedicated to going from Nefesh to Ruach to Neshama. I think that's we learned a lot about it the whole time. But Nefesh is who I am, and being Mevatel that to the place of Ruach, and being Mevatel that to the place of Neshama, basically you're becoming nothing. You're meeting your goof and your nefesh is becoming nothing. And the other thing that he said in Shar Beis was that we have to go for the madregas of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus. So what we're doing also is going out of the world of Maisa, Asiya, walking into a thinner air, until we're standing in front of Hashem. So those are the two Seder HaMadregas that is, that's Chazer Al Atzman. Many, many times in the first three brachos, he says, I taught you the Seder HaMadregos and absorbed them. It's very deep. Lefi Toyer Levavcha, Lefi Asagoscha, and according to the Torah of your Yosemri Masha'arach Lefanecha Kan, you can get further than what I have told you. He's giving us the two tools of success in spirituality. I'll say it again. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. To find, you know, he say like those people, those that meditate. So the first thing they all say in all the disciplines is center yourself. I have no idea what it means to center yourself. Hit the button. I don't know what it means. Maybe it means something different to different people, but. But the center yourself is you find who you are. Like, in other words, the way I understand it, if you don't know where you are, so then where, like, ways you say, like, you don't know where you're going, right? So what's this? So the first thing, like, you know, you could be thinking about all kinds of things. Like we said the Thursday this year, ain't bespot. You know, if you're in the middle of a pill pool, you're in the middle of a machlekes, you're in the middle of a business deal, very hard to daven, you know, alach psuka. So that's, but you're going from nefesh, and then you're centering in to Ruach, and then until you're in touch with your neshama, and your neshama standing with Ne'amakom. Same thing. Nefesh Achaim. Beautiful.
It's the low.
Mamish.
I think it's the low, but that's where the avoid is.
Right. Yes. That is where the avoid is, isn't it? Like to center yourself. Center yourself, right. And don't forget that there's also a Ruachheim. I'm sure he was very medayik into the. Where's the Nishvas Chaim? on the bottom of the Chayotim.
Who wrote the Nishvas Chaim?
Chayotim. I read that when the Chayei Adam wrote a sefer, so they asked him, why'd you call it Chayei Adam? An interesting name for a sefer. So, a halacha sefer. So he said, because everyone's in the habit of writing kitzurim, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And so he says, figures nobody will ever write a Kitzur Chayei Adam. Yeah. You'll see with your own eyes. This is very practical, these prakim. It's not like esoteric, like we've been learning. And every one of these madregas. Learning Torah, behem b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Both when you're learning, when you're doing mitzvahs, v'yirasei v'avosei yisbarach, in both yira and in Pashat of Shad, I just was thinking about this morning during davening. We say before Kriya Shema, v'yachei levavenu la'ahava u'l'yira shmecha. Right? So it means to say that your lev is divided u'l'yira levavenu. Bring it biyachad la'avol yira, so you can create a yachad powerful. Means tiferes, right in the beginning, right in the middle of Chesed and Gevurah, and then. Okay, now comes a little bit of Musar. Be very, very careful with these madregas. Shalois hazuach, like tazuach, daitcha, alecha, the sisnase, livavcha. What's the exact translation of tazuach, daitcha? Anybody know? What does tazuach mean? No? Linguists. Like tazuach daitcha, which is different than tisnase levavcha. One is in the das and one's in the lev. Nachon? Lo tazuach daitcha, but tisnase don't blow up a balloon. I think so. Yes. You see, there's... but everything means gaiva.
I mean, it says arrogance and haughtiness.
That's disnase. It says
arrogance.
So, but I think what he means is like tazuach. I mean, let's put it this way: tazuach is something you do in your das, and tisnase is something you do in your lev. Tazuach daitcha tisnase. Which one are you talking about? A tazuach? Yeah, like you. Right. I think the word tazuach means ufgeblasen.
That's what I would have said.
It's an interesting thing to be full of yourself. What are we full of if we're not full of ourselves? And it's going to take away from your oivet es barach b'taras hamachshava ashkafa rishayna, and at the beginning, lo targish kol kach b'hisnasus libcham yisrael. You won't feel like a balgaiva because you're going up these madregas. No, it's going to be natural to you. Tzarech ata lefashve shalamashmish b'zem. Irish, and it says before in the Torah, kol gva lev, that it, the toyeva of Hashem is to be a balgaiva, but let's be what he's learning from his. What he's learning from here is gva lev. That gaiva is not the way you act, it's the way you feel. It's not the way. Even if you act like an anav, which many Kabbalah guys would do, gevalev means, I mean, it's very subtle. I think that, you know, you think a little bit more of yourself than you really are. Sha'afim loy yisra'i snasus. So yisnasus mashmu, like in your action. Afim loy yisra'i ha'yisnasnus ha'ene b'nei adam. Nobody can tell. They say, well, he's a real anav. Rak machshevas ha'lev levad b'nei atzmi, which is you yourself.
So amazing, exactly.
Hmm?
So amazing, exactly.
Yeah. It's part of my godless. He toyeva mamish lefana. An abomination. Strong. So lechol midos, because from that is the root of every. A little further, I want to comment that I'm holding myself back. Amru also says in the Gemara in Saita, kola misyar ki lubana bama. Misyar is another word, yohura. Yohura, if you...
grandiose?
Yeah. Yohura. Yes. There's a better word in English. Okay, when you show off. Yora is like you're showing off. Kola misyar kilu bana bama. Ushchina miyalela salav, and the Shechina is yelling at him. Take ravago v'sparach shmoi, and you're actually pushing away the raglei Shechina. Shekoyvel alav oimer ein ani v'hu yichol lador kiachad. Bekotzar hamishtar, and the enough. For the two of us. Or that's why we spent the last part of Shaar Gimel teaching us that all of Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, was his nothingness. That he was able to be Anav Mikol Adam Benach Numa. Not that he became something he was building, he was taking away the whole time. The Nefesh HaChaim says in Shaar Dalet, which we didn't get to yet, that anybody who has the, it's possible to have the. Of space, but if you can make the kli thinner and thinner and thinner, you have more and more water in the kli. So if a person can make themselves the walls, if you will, thinner and thinner and thinner, more tyra fits in. And Moshe Rabbeinu was kimat not there. Kimat not there. Menach numa. What are you complaining to me for? So that's making room for Hashem. It's just such an amazing thing to think about. I don't want to, because we talk about this since we're kids, but I want to look at it like adults, that you're making room for Hashem in your life. By making yourself is Asay Laman Shemecha, Asay Laman Yeminecha, Asay Laman Kedushasecha, Asay Laman Shchunasecha. You know, just this is for you, not for me. That's the big skula in davening. Yeah. I mentioned that it was at Shalom Zacher Friday night, saying, like, you know, you see Yaakov Avinu, you know, like, he cuts a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this great dark journey. And he cuts a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im nasna li lechem lechol begin little boy shmarani b'chol asher eilech. They're always watching me, right? B'ashuv, and I get to come back to my father's house. He was leaving his father's house. You know, all it was just. Who cuts a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, if you'll do this, then I'll be your friend. If you'll give me food, if you'll give me, you know. So, I mean, I mentioned the truth is probably everybody in a desperate state cuts a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, take care of me and I'll take care of you. You know, that's not an uncommon thing. But Yaakov Avinu, it's not even a kasha by Yaakov Avinu, because he wasn't talking about himself. He's talking about He wasn't talking about like I'm hungry, give me food. He was saying, if you'll take care of me, I'll build a whole Yud Beis Shvatim on this journey. And there'll be a Shechina for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So once you're a company man, you can ask for anything. You're allowed to ask for anything you want because there was no God in it at all. There was no zich at all in the whole process. Yeah. You're pushing Hashem away. Bizrayim ibeis paltin shaviv, kicking Hashem out of his own palace. Pretty strong, right? No, by the way, Avodah Zarah and Kafar Beikar, I can understand, but why is it Baal Gaiva, Kilu Baal, Kola Harayis? I mean, Kafar Beikar, okay. Oh, Kola Harayis. You know, Leo, I am God. I can do whatever I want.
You can see that about other Yisroel too. Yeah, there might be certain.
Oh, but Arias is the ultimate breaking of boundaries.
So it's about boundaries.
Yeah. I'm saying, what does it mean I can do whatever I want? I don't have any boundaries. I can do it this morning. Let's take the time to know the difference between Yora and Gvar Lev and Hisnasu Salev and Tazuach Taitcha. These are all different Madregas in Gaiva. And I'd also love to understand how this works together with what seems to be more the object of today, which is self-esteem. For self-esteem. There's a problem of a lack of self-esteem. And, you know, and here, I'm sure it's perfectly compatible. I would like to articulate that difference. But I don't know if I'm going to do that right now. I want to read. Well, Asher, Yiras Hashem, Nagabalibai, anybody who's concerned about Yiras Hashem, to Samer Sairois Roishai, your hair will stand up. I don't have that problem. To Samer Sairois Roishai, but Tidma Enoi, and your eyes will fill with tears. Just think about this as the Nefesh HaChaim. What's the Zeis? That anybody who's a Baal Gaiva will lose their Torah. Like, that's the worst. You'll lose the Torah. Where do we learn it from? From Hillel Azake. Hillel. Asher Yadua, Umaforsim, B'divreim, Zichreinim Levracha, Haflogas Anvasanusei, B'shiflusa HaNairah. Everyone knows that Hillel, the whole Gemara and Shabbos, all kinds of stories about how big an Anav Hillel was. So what happened with Hillel in Kolze, Kashir Shayanir Bashkafa Kis Nasus, he doesn't even tell us the story, but you know the story. The story is in Psachim that Hillel, they were stuck on a halacha. The B'nai B'seira. You weren't Meshamish Talmid HaChacham. In other words, it was area. So take a nenash alzesh nisalma hamenu halacha gemar m'sachem samach vavam beis ma noymar nedaber anachnu. What can we say? Echan l'tzrichon l'fashish l'mashmish alze b'choleis. So you know, again, remember, having a little shmuz on Gaiva over here, he was saying that all of the madregas that I taught you about Shar Aleph, Shar Gimel. So you could think to yourself that okay, like you know, I've arrived at a place of tzaddik, and if I'm a tzaddik, so I'm a tzaddik, you know, and you could think about that yourself, or you could talk about it to other people that I'm a tzaddik and mitelt brachas, and it can be it once a person has even a drop of gaiva, so then you lost the whole thing. Machshavas Charetz. It's a book about Machshava, by the way. That's why it's called Machshavas Charetz, Machshava. And the first, I said a cloud that different svarim work different ways, you know. And so for instance, in Litvish's svarim, so every essay starts with a kasha and has a yesoid and then gives a teretz. I'll be a yesoid, efshir lahavin. That's the I'm Brisker. Gosh, so the importance of it is that if to do that, but in fancier Sfas MS's that they have today, they bold the first two. It is always there, and the same thing as Reb Tzadik. You can, the Tzidkas HaTzadik, let's say, of Reb Tzadik, which is a popular say for Reb Tzadik, so the first two lines he says the Yisoid, and then he brings Rayas, etc. Is a Machshava Yadua. Machshava is what a person is. In other words, it's an existential. Machshava hu ikir ha'adam ki yadua. And then he goes through all the different machshavas that a person could have. But then this, not Chet Adam Harishon Hayu B'Machshava. The Chet of Adam Harishon was a Chet B'Machshava. Why? Because Adam Harishon, and he says that if you eat this fruit, you'll be Kelokim. You'll be like God. Your day Atoy V'Ra. You're going to upgrade your. So what happened at that moment? Man started to imagine that with Hasasas HaNachash, and this was, he says, this was the Iker Knetch of the Nachash, was man started to imagine, wow, I could be like God. How's that feel? I could be like God. So the first man, the first day, and, you know, what's really the difference between me and God? So Nachash said nothing. There doesn't have to be any difference at all. There was no precedent for this because it was the first day. So Cheta de Marishanayim Machshava, Vizehu, what was it? Hadimyan Shehichnis by Hanachash, Bameshaamar Viyisim Kalikim. He gave man this idea that you could be like God. Kizehu Shairish Kol, Amachshava Shotayu, Vahavolim Vidimyanishiba Adam. Look, power, we think we have power. Ladamais Atzmais, Iya Be'ezim Mailavin in Shulamalami Menu. The whole shirish of every problem is when we see something that we can't. Let's read that words again. Those are good words. Zeu shirish kol ha-mahavah shel tayu v'havolim v'dimyonos sheba'adam. Dimyonos. L'damais ha'atzmai sheyeh be'ezem maila v'inyan shu l'malo mimeno v'shein roi l'akol. Kol echa k'vi asagasi. Know where you can get there. Adam ha-rishon hayu betachlis ha-shlemus al-derech ani amarti elokim atem Hichnis by Dimyon Shia Mamish Kane. Valzan because Marishain Hutzir Chatayra Lahazir, that's why the Torah comes along all the way much later and says Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim. And on this, Chazal say, Yacho Kamoini, maybe you'll think you're going to be Kaddish like I'm Kaddish. Amar Hashem, Ani Hashem. Don't get carried away with yourself. Don't get to a place where you aren't. So it was ki kishahu betachlis hamadrega mikdusha, because when you're in the highest level of kedusha, achiyid melamachay asharis, a person travels and becomes, it really does it. You really get to a place of kedusha where you feel like you're a malach. Hu b'koyach habechir shaboy, ein hayetzahar nichali oilam klal, yetzahar never stops bothering you. Like in other words, whatever madrega you're on, so the Yetzirah gets you at that place. Let's just understand for a second what he's saying. Meaning, if my question is, should I keep kosher or should I not keep kosher? So what does God put in front of you? A piece of pizza. If you're on the madrega, boom, 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 of, you know, am I like God, am I not like God, what does the Yetzirah put in front of you there? Not a piece of pizza. I'm way behind. I'm way beyond the pizza, I'm way beyond waiting 6 hours for Basar B'chol over 3 hours. Can I really be Mekel having a cup of coffee? No, that's not the Yetzirah of the Tzaddik. So what's the Yetzirah of the Tzaddik? The Yetzirah of the Tzaddik is, Ein HaYetzirah Meinicha L'Yoylam Klal Meisisoy, so the Hasas of the Yetzirah, this case is, Sheyuchal Yiskadish Kivyachul Kamayu Mamish. The Yetzirah of this Tzaddik is that you can become as Kaddish as Hashem. Kedoshim to you, right? Kiani Hashem. That you could cross that boundary. Talk about boundaries. What does that look like? What does that look like? Umizeh yuchal ha'pthiloi. The Yetzirah can get you on that very, very high madrega. We're talking about somebody who's reached the highest madrega. The Yetzirah can knock you down. Me'igra rama labira amikta, from the highest tower to the lowest pit. Chas v'shalom. K'moy shekara, just like what happened, listen to this, L'ha'ish means to Yeshu Hanoitzri, Ulashatz, and to the Shabsai Tzvi. What credibility. What credibility. That there's a possibility. I'm going to get a lot of emails tonight because this guy, a number of ministers that listen to this, a whole bunch of them. But what happened? What happened here is that got to such a high madrega, like a Tana, such a high madrega where you can turn around and say, I am God. And that's what Shabsai Tzvi did. And that's what Yeshua Noitzri, that's what happened to them, says Reb Tzadik. So not like that. Walk with him because they felt blessing in his presence. That's what was going on there. I don't know what was going on 2,000 years ago, but I know what was going on a few hundred years ago. That what was going on over there. And tazuach daite v'tisnase govar riboy prishusam. Listen to this. Ayidei riboy prishusam, because they were so pure, so holy. Govar koyach hadim, imagination got the better of them. Lachshav shiuchlo ladamais. And they did. I did come to the level of Kedoshim. That was the Nachash. That was the Nachash. The Nachash whispering into the ear of a Shabtzai Tzvi that... That's what it looks like. In the mind is literally like almost paraphrasing the Nefesh HaChaim. It starts off in the mind, goes to the imagination, Ula Bevush and speaking out more what the Nefesh HaChaim said than what the Nefesh HaChaim spoke out more. He himself was a Hasidic rabbi, but okay.
In both cases, he was saying these are people who actually worked on themselves, got to a...
That's what he says.
They became Kedoshim, but they went too far.
In their machshava, they went too far.
But they both worked on themselves and became Kedoshim before that happened.
Unbelievable, right? That's what he says. But the chet was b'machshava. That's his point. The chet was a machshava that they got carried away with themselves. So people can get carried away with themselves. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says. You can get carried away with yourself. Look how pathetic it is that doicharak.
There is a role to Gaiva.
Gaiva Kedusha. We learn a lot of Nachaim.
What he's doing is extracting the entire... It's not him, it's not the courier, it's the
melech. So that's the Nefesh HaChaim. I just want to point out very quickly, though, it's not the job of anybody to keep somebody else honest. I just want to, the people feel like it's their mission to stuch somebody who they feel is getting carried away with himself and to bring them down to earth. We have wives for that. We have Rabbeim for that. It's not our job, and the reason I'm saying this is because that in itself is gaiva. That in itself is gaiva. So, if we're going to take the week here and work on anivus, which I think would be during the prakim, it would be nice to really kind of. So anivus is not worrying that somebody else is not enough. So that aguva gaiva.
I'm much more humble than you are.
If you sense gaiva, then you've all gaiva yourself.
Well, you would think. Takes one to know one. Also, I mean, I was thinking something different than that if it bothers you that somebody's a balgaiva, it's not because you are a balgaiva, it's because, like, you know, what do you mean you're you're the rabbi. I'm the rabbi. Yeah. No, but you're entering into my space here. That's the looking at it even more cynically. That if I'm bringing you down to earth, is because I'm the one who's, I'm like, you're invading my space over here.
It's interesting that Hashem doesn't stop somebody from going like a
Shabtai Tzvi. It's Bechira Chavshus. There has to be Bechira Chavshus. That's his point. That's exactly what he says. That I hit Zahara. At every level that a person can get to, there has to be Bechira Chavshus. And you never get to the place where Bechira Chavshus, but Chavshus is different. You're the choices you have to make. I don't have Bechira, I don't wake up. You know, what we do have to battle, let's say our battle is not Lashon Hara or not. You know, it's like sort of the more type of things, you know. But what does it happens when you're a big tzaddik? You know, you don't. The Yetzer Hara is that kedoshim to you. Which Reb Tzadok ingeniously takes. I just want what I want to say just before we finish here is that it seems to me, upon thought, that there is a human need to make other people into super. I think there's a human need for many people, if not everybody, to you know, have a human being that's has super powerful kohos. I think that's something that people need. I think you look at rock stars, look at all the superheroes. Yeah, the big business is making, you know, the somebody that's otherworldly, and I think everybody's looking for, you know, some kind of a guru or some kind of a. And you know, this was the beginning of all of Avodah Zarah, and all you know, certainly other religions are all based on, you know, oh, you know, like that's a really holy thing, and we like it. We like it because it's not it like we're getting a touch. I think it's a spiritual liking that we feel like we're getting a touch of something which is beyond being human. The industry that you know, Vatsi is talking about, the industry, like you know, Superbad was created in 1938. Because at that time, think about it historically, people needed something that was like more than normal human beings. And by the way, I was just reading about this, that's why I know this, but Superman was invented by Siegel and Shuster. Siegel and Shuster. Zwei Hasidish Yidden. No, they based it on two things. They based it on Greek mythology and on the Bible stories they heard as children about Moshe, Ahavdil, and Shimshon HaGibor. That's what they believed. And they thought this was something that would, I think they were like, they meant, well, that this was something that would like help us think on a higher level. But it's in other words, to stop crime, I forgot already.
The truth, justice,
and truth, justice in the American way, and crime fighters, and man, with all kinds of things. But there's what's no, but what's interesting to me is this. This kind of human need for something which is bigger than ourselves, and not being God. So, I mean, we're God-fearing people. So, okay, well, that's because he's an Eved Hashem, or because he's a this, or because he's. But like, sort of like we need a Baal Moifus. It's something like it's Mazkir, like kind of the need for many of the, you know, alternative medical practices, which I like a lot of them. But you know, there needs to be something in our life which is not scientific. We need to have something which is above it all. It's almost ruchnius, but it's not ruchnius. You see, it's almost ruchnius in the sense that it's not gashmius any longer. It's not something that you can see under a microscope. Energy healing, you're not going to see under a microscope. So I think we're attracted to something which is beyond teva, and I think so. I'm just saying my own svar, and I think we're attracted. That we can make people into something that we need, but I don't know if I think that's what he's saying not to do, and I think it becomes a job, let's say, of a Rosh Yeshiva. You don't have to, like, I mean, there's a Kavod HaTorah. There is Kavod HaTorah, and there's a whole Shulchan Aruch about Kavod HaRav, and Kavod that somebody teaches you Torah, without question. You know, somebody, or Talmud Chacham said you have to stand up for him. I'm very, that has nothing to do with, like, superhero. That's not a superhero. I think that's the Nakuda Visa.
Is the problem is that it seems to me that need for most people needs to be tangible. That's where they would
start. I think that's part of it also. Like, you need touch and feel, but it needs to be beyond what anything I can do.
Right, it's still something that I
Yeah, okay. Just a just want to remind everybody that tonight at 8:30 is Marv. And after Marv, at 8:45, Rav Zeblev, the Rav of Matazion, Adam Chashimot. So he's speaking here in the shul, really speaking for our school, Netzach Yisrael, but he's speaking here, and it's like really, I feel probably be Nogeo, all parents and or grandparents or whatever you might be. Or theoreticians, like anybody. So it's not a long thing. That's from 8:45 until 9:30 right here in the Beis Medrash. I also want to mention this is the last bid that we are doing. I like to do this chabura in halacha at night, in sugyas of halacha at night. Now, here's my gaiva. I know that when I give a shir, and I'm very happy with that, and I'm very thankful to everybody. So I'm going to give a shir Thursday night, but that's not what I'm looking to do here. What I'm looking to do is create learning and chavrusa learning and people learning by themselves the sugya, and that's hard for people to commit to because we're talking every night. But it doesn't work like three times a week because then on the other two nights of the week nobody can get a chavrusa somewhere else for those nights of the week. So that's why I'm kind of like insistent on chavrusa's learning and Amir Tashem, let's say Thursday night. So I'm happy to give in halacha, for anybody who wants to hear, but for the people that come. So, if you can do it, if you can switch your schedule around, you know, people say their wives need their help, ask your wife. I've asked the wives, they're okay. Everybody wants their husbands to learn, and you know, tired from work, so what are you doing at home? I mean, I'm saying everybody's busy, but I'm just saying, here's an opportunity to learn sugis and halacha. I want to learn the third and fourth parak of Megillah to start off with, because there's a lot of sugyas and halacha there. You know, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah we'll learn, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses we'll learn. There's a lot of very, very important Nogei Dika halachas, and then closer to Purim, if this whole thing works, we'll learn the first two parakim of Megillah, and we'll move quickly a sugya or two a week, and the Mar Makomas will be a nice thing. So I urge you to learn with me if you can. If there isn't a critical mass, then we won't do it, save for a different time, because I can't make the commitment for every night if there's not a critical mass of people that are committed to it. Shkoyach.